Here comes Roger Glover and the Butterfly Ball Radio Special. He became famous as the bass guitarist with Deep Purple, and for 4 years was a powerhouse with the band, and co-wrote much of their original material. So when the famous artist Alan Aldridge created the Butterfly Ball, Roger Glover was the ideal man to put the music to the story of the creatures of the countryside who stopped fighting among themselves and celebrated their peace with a grand ball. This is the Roger Glover Butterfly Ball Radio Special. Not only the sounds, but Roger himself rapping about the great album on Mercury Records, which has become a modern classic and a delight to people of all ages.
Hello, this is Roger Glover, and you're listening to my new single, which is called Love Is All, and it's from an album that I did called Butterfly Ball. And in the course of this program, I'm going to be telling you more about that album and more about myself, and I hope you enjoy it. You might want to know how I came about to be doing an album like Butterfly Ball after such a background as heavy as Deep Purple. When I left Deep Purple, I really didn't know what to do for a while. I left because I wanted to write more. And although I tried writing, I didn't have a goal to work for. And I went in the office one day, and my manager was there, and he said, take a look at this. And it was the book called Butterfly Ball. Now, the book came out about 1973 and was very big in England. And I loved the book. I'd seen some of the illustrations before. And they were great. I said, yeah, it's a good book. What do you want me to do with it? And he said, well, think about putting it to music. So I took the book away and I read the poems and things. And I really couldn't see music being, you know, fitted to those words. So I went back. And I said, well, tell me more about it. And they said, well, they want to make it into a film, a cartoon film. But British Lion, the company that the book people approached, said, well, before you do that, make it into an album, get some music going, and sort of step up the way Jesus Christ Superstar did and Tommy. Although it's nothing like those two things, it seemed like a good idea. So they asked around. And there's always been a connection between British Lion and my management since British Lion filmed a Deep Purple concert at the Albert Hall back in 69 when I first joined the group. I was sitting around doing nothing, so my name got suggested. I met Alan Aldridge and the people at British Lion, and they sort of told me a bit more about it, and they obviously seemed to think that I was the guy for the job. That took place sometime early in 74. It could have been a jazz album, it could have been a classical album, it could have been a heavy album. But having looked at the book, I decided to do what I thought was the best way, and that was attempt to reach as many people as possible. In other words, kids to old people. After I decided that, I settled down to write. And my writing style has always been heavy. You know, I wrote a fair amount of Deep Purple stuff. This, on the other hand, needed a writing style that was a lot freer. And I struggled for a bit, and then I wrote a song called Old Blind Mole, and that sort of paved the way. Old Blind Mole was a song that had nothing to do with heavy music. Someone said to me, what are you going to write for Old Blind Mole? And I just hummed this tune. I said something like that, and the guy said, well, that was great. And I picked up a guitar immediately and tried to figure out what I'd just, you know, written. And this is how it came out, and it went into another number, which is also a new thing for me, and that's synthesizer. I really got into synthesizer music, and actually this Magician Moth, it was called, was a demo. I was going to do it with an orchestra, but I was so pleased with the way the demo turned out that that's what's on the record. The demo is on the record.